here with the news in detail is Tommy Mescal.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's offensive in Donbass could result in the eastern region becoming uninhabited. The government in Kyiv says it's seeing a maximum intensity of fighting there. Thousands of Russian troops are attacking from three sides to try to encircle Ukrainian forces in the cities of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk. If they fall, nearly all of the Donbass province of Luhansk would be under Russian control. Mr. Zelensky has urged Western allies to impose tougher sanctions on Moscow to end what he called a senseless war. In his nightly video address, he said Russia seemed intent on reducing cities in the east of Ukraine to ashes.
All this, including the deportation of our people and the mass killings of civilians, is an obvious policy of genocide pursued by Russia. Pressure on Russia is literally a matter of saving lives, and every day of delay, weakness, and proposal to appease the aggressor at the expense of the victim means more dead Ukrainians and new threats to everyone on our continent.
It's emerged that the gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers at a school in the Texan town of Uvalde was able to enter the building unhindered through an unlocked door. 18-year-old Salvador Ramos barricaded himself inside a classroom when he opened fire. There's growing anger over the way police dealt with Tuesday's shooting. As a heated political debate over gun control continues, US Republicans are attempting to direct attention to the issue of access to schools and campus security. However, after a bipartisan meeting of nine senators to discuss a possible way forward on gun reform, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, who led the talks, told a rally in Washington that urgent action was needed.
We are not going to allow this to become the new normal. We are not prepared to allow our schools to continue as killing fields. We are not prepared to allow the gun lobby and the gun industry to continue to run this town and this place.
The biggest American gun lobby, the National Rifle Association, is going ahead with its annual meeting in Houston, Texas, 3 days after the Uvalde school attack. Among the scheduled speakers are Donald Trump and Republican Senator Ted Cruz. A number of musicians, including Don McLean and country stars Larry Gatlin and Larry Stewart, have cancelled performances at the convention due to the school shooting. The manufacturer of the assault rifle used in the Uvalde shootings has said it will not be attending the Houston event, saying it was not the appropriate time to be promoting its products. Gardaí have appealed for witnesses after a road incident in County Waterford yesterday afternoon, following which a teenage girl was airlifted to hospital. She was a pedal cyclist who was involved in a collision with a car on the Clonay Road in Dungarvan at approximately 4 p.m. The girl is said to be in a critical condition at Cork University Hospital. The driver of the car was treated at the scene for shock. Gardaí have asked anyone in the area at the time who may have footage, including dash cam footage, to make it available to them. New research on the cost of living shows price increases are a key concern for most people, and nearly two-thirds believe they will have to cut back on food in response to price inflation. Our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
This latest consumer sentiment research from Permanent TSB is based on a survey of 1,002 adults taken last month. It finds 85% of consumers worry the cost of living is going to get worse over the next year, and 62% feel they will have to cut back on food spending in response to sharp price rises. More than half worry they will be unable to pay higher energy bills. There has been a marked increase in the number of people that believe they are worse off than a year ago at 53%, up from 32% in January. And two-fifths believe they will be less well off in a year's time. 81% of people now identify the cost of living as a key concern. That's up from 62% just 3 months ago.